skills today we are going to learn about product displays and visual merchandising. Product displays play a major role when a store ambiance is concerned. So by the end of this chapter, you should be able to understand importance of product displays in retail stores, various fixtures used for product displays, do's and don'ts in display, and in respect to reduce expiry, visual merchandising, do's and don'ts in visual merchandising. Normally, a display, if it's an appealing or it's very visually appealing to eyes, it will attract more customers in the store and it will result better sales. A window kept in the aisle or a window kept in a facade window. A window is called facade, a main facade of the store. This is the main entrance, or this is the main window or door where which helps attracts customers to get inside the store. जो दिखता है वही दिखता है necessitates product displays. So if there is a summer theme going on and if there is a summer season going on, and if there is a window which shows a beach, or if there is shots has to be displayed, you know. So the term goes as जो दिखता है वो दिखता है. So if the summer theme, if you have a window where you have a beach set, you have balls in a category, you have football, or you have displayed shots, or you have displayed Indian wear, you know. So that helps customers to get inside the store. That themes relate to them, that okay, they can go on a vacation, they can buy this products available inside, and hence this will increase footfalls and henceforth increase the sales. Modern retail stores, unaided selling happens when product placed on shelves and customers browse through the options to make a choice to buy. So moment the customer knows that okay, these are products available on the available in the shelf, they go inside, they check, and that helps into buying decision of the customers. Displays make the shelves and store attractive, easy customer shopping, and achieve number of store objectives. So every store has their weekly, monthly, and annual targets, which are called budgets. Now to fulfill those budgets, you need to do requisite number of sales. So these aisles, these shelves, when the products are displayed properly, there is a price mentioned over it. Then if in case there are size set mentioned, this helps into sales and which generate year-on-year growth or week-on-week growth and help to achieve more number of store objectives. Product display is art and also science, as starting point is planogram. So as discussed in store operations, every store has a planogram which the store needs to adhere to. So these product displays are done as per the planogram. The starting point of visual displays is planogram. Planogram is given by space management team, is executed on floor along with special displays for new arrivals and promotional offers on additional fixtures, which requires a lot of creativity too. So a planogram is normally fixed for 365 days a year. Now this, there would be display changes which happens every as per the seasons for apparels, as well as for food or hypermarkets. It may vary, it may change. So if there is a mango season somewhere in March to May, what happens is there would be a special display for mangoes. So they might create a machan, or they might create something with related to grass, or they would create an ambiance for some area where mangoes are highlighted. So that is one of the example of season wise display. Now again, in my previous, as I said, if there is a summer vacation going on, summer holidays are going on, so there would be a theme on vacations, like somebody is on a skateboard or somebody is on surfing board, so shorts are displayed or swimwear is displayed. So there would be some sand, or there would be some surfboard, so that is related to summer. Similarly, there would be some offers in this winter wear. Probably there would be an iceman, or there would be an igloo, or something to promote this thing. Normally when there are colleges open during July, June or July, that period, so there is a denim fest. So that's basically to attract the college crowd, who's the target audience for wearing denims. So that is one of the examples. So normally when school opens, most of the retailers follow back to school. That's the terminology used by most of the retailers. So there are school bags on display, there are uniforms, there are stationery, there is pens, you know. So that's basically, the displays are done as per the target audience and as per the seasons and as per the necessities. So that requires a lot of creativity, that needs a lot of brainstorming. The theme has to be, there has to be a concept, the concept has to be executed properly, and then it's displayed. Various fixtures used for product displays There are list of products which are there. Are list of fixtures which are used for displays. Bays and gondolas. Bay is a set of shelf and gondola is run of bays. Products are stacked as per planogram. So normally we use these two fixtures called bays or gondolas, and there are limitations to it. So you cannot stack more than any bay or any gondola has a capacity, racking capacity or a display capacity. You can't go beyond that. So if a gondola can stack 10 piles of shirts, then it has to be 10 piles. You can't put more, you can't put 11 shirts or you can't put 9 shirts. So this display has to be very, very, very visually appealing. You know, it should prompt customer to go pick the product, feel the product, check the price, check the fabric, and then helps him to take decision in buying the product. Gondola is also called end cap. It is a bay kept at either end of gondola and used to stack new arrival or special promotion. It represents an income opportunity by providing branding space. Gondola has an end cap. Normally a gondola is like this and there is an end cap over here. So here if there is a new product available which can be displayed at this side, you can put a signage which says this is a new promotion or new product launched. And it attracts customer. It will help you customer to, it means the notice of the customer. You can put a promotion at the end cap. Also, certain retailers generate additional income by selling this product, this end cap. So it is a space on hire. The space is available. Now, in case a new product Maza is launched or a new variant is launched in Happy Face, so probably the retailer can put this on end cap and it can promote. Can have a promotion. Now, since a new variant is launched in Happy Face, manufacturer can put up a promoter who can do a testing part. The promoter will stand over there, will do a testing, give free samples to customer, and then they can promote that product as well. Four-way browser placing stores aisle to display new arrivals, promo items, and impulse product. Now, as the name suggests, this is the browser is having four ways. So there are four different arms coming out of the browser, and you can display apparels on it, or you can display different other merchandise. So it's normally kept at the new arrivals or in the aisles or in the bay. Five color bins, also known as alligators, these are easily movable, take less space, and used to stock odd shape products. So as the name suggests, it is five tier bins. There are different type of products available which you can display it, and it's easy to move. So you can make it an impulse bin at the cash counters, or you can keep it in the aisles or in the bays. Below is a list of fixtures found at retail stores, impulse bin. These are used at cash sales for impulse and high usage items, help to generate additional sale and manage rating and perception. So impulse bins are normally kept at the cash sales. So now, when a customer is waiting for his or her chance for the billing counter, these are the products normally which are low price products, you know, which customer will not think thrice before spending the money. Normally an housewife or any person shopping has a budget. So this product will not overshoot the budget. So most of the impulse items, the examples would be hankies or socks or scarves, which are not priced more than their price would be 200 to 500 rupees. Or in case of food product, it would be chocolates, Cadbury chocolates, it would be wafers, it would be chips, it would be Lay's product or meals. So these are the examples which are kept at the, normally impulse bills are kept at the cash flow, and it's a last minute buying. You know, it's like, okay, somebody will not think twice or thrice before spending the money. And expensive products are never kept at impulse bills, because people they know their budget, they come with a list. Normally when it comes to hypermarket, people come with a list, they know what quantities they want to buy. You would have seen ladies carry a list, so they would not go beyond their budget. You know, that happens in middle class segment where they have a limited income, or where they know that okay, they would not like to spend more product. But impulse bills are something like which will not, you know, damage their budgets, and they can pick it up on the go while before doing a billing checkout. Floor stacks, they are used in aisles to display products and cartons placed on pallets with a prominent A4 size poster. Care must be taken not to block aisle or block store visibility or affect customer movement is affected. So floor stacks are basically done, are used majorly in hypermarkets, like the example would be Hypercity, Big Bazaars, Spencers. So this, there would be floor stacks can be of wheat, you know, where you can stack up different type of the gunny bags, you can do a pile, you can make a hive, or you can do for detergents, you know, if there is the product example could be washing machine powder or detergent. So you can display a washing machine and then you can do a hip, a floor display of washing machine powder, and you can put an A4 size poster. So A4 is normal paper which is there to announce the offers, whatever the promotion is going on. So you do a product, like you get a washing machine, you keep the washing machine powder, and you keep an A4 size poster which will say about the promotion and about the product. Clip strips for lighter products and help in cross merchandising. So these are the strips used for like the products which are lighter, and it can always help in cross merchandising. Keepers and bay for fruits and vegetable display. So normally there are big trays which are kept in slant position where you can display your fruits and vegetable, and customer can go, they can select, they can choose, they can feel the product, they can check whether the quality is good or not, whether the size is big or not, and once they are satisfied, they put it in the basket and they take it out for checkup. Chillers and freezers for fruits and vegetable, dairy, cold drink, ice cream, frozen products, expensive but helpful in slow positioning. Normally, fruits and vegetables, they get decomposed, so they need to be kept in chiller and freezers. Even vegetables, nowadays in hypermarkets, they provide cut vegetables and cut fruit for as a convenience to a customer. So, lot of ladies who are working, who are going on job, they probably they would not have time to cut vegetables at home. So, nowadays, hypermarkets, they provide cut vegetables as well. So, this vegetables and this fruit are kept in chillers and freezers. Most of the chilled products like frozen butter, cheese, that is also stacked. So, that is, the chiller and freezers are very expensive option because it has to be kept 24/7, 365 days it's kept on. Plus, our temperature has to be maintained. In case if you don't keep butter or cheese in required temperature, then they start decomposing or they start getting the expiry date. It will become expired faster compared to the expiry date. Also, care has to be taken when you display a product, a tetra pack of lassi, or you keep a product. The idea is to keep that every product gets chilled properly. So you need to keep a distance between each stacking so that the product gets the cooling from all these sides. So, lot of effort has to be taken, the store maintenance team has to ensure periodic maintenance is taken care of, chiller and freezer, right temperature is maintained. So, this product help people to buy. Also, there are soft drinks which needs to be kept at, which needs to be served cold. You know, so, in case if the chiller and freezer are not available, it will help customer. If somebody wants to enjoy a soft drink, a chilled soft drink will not be able to do that. Hyperbins, this still means are used for impulse and offer products. Now, hyperbins again, they might be kept near cash tills or they are kept in aisles. Again, it's more or less used for impulse product which are low price, normally where customer can pick it up. A loofah can be an example of hyperbin, product kept in a hyperbin. Or you can, the best example would be Scotch-Brite, where people, it would be normally costing between 10 to 20 rupees or max 30 rupees. Where they know, okay, it's required after a year wear and tear. It's a regular need product. So it would be, that's an example of hyperbin. It's kept over there in as an impulse item. Slate walls help to use the wall and pillar space effectively for additional displays and cross merchandising. Slate walls, as the name suggests, there's not much to explain. So it uses the space effectively and it helps in additional displays, also cross merchandising. Other things are customized for specific products like bakery items, eggs, loose groceries, pickles, spices, dry fruit, pillows, cast off, magazines. Now, every retailer has a standard fixtures like a gondola or a bay. The gondola or bay can be of wooden or it can be of any other material, the steel can be used, iron can be used. So, every retailer will have their customized fixtures available then for their, as per their needs. So, there are products like eggs, there are products like loose groceries, pickles, spices, dry fruits. So a display can change as per the product, the fixture can change as per the product. So for a pillow, probably they would have created a single iron a wall, something like a gondola, but in a rectangular shape where all the pillows are kept inside. Normally you would see this in, for the best example would be Rectron pillows from Reliance. So they have created a long rectangle where all the pillows are stacked inside, at their most inside, and a big display is being done. So the display changes as per the retailers, they create their own fixtures as per their need. It certainly depends upon the creativity, plus all these fixtures are first designed by the visual merchandising team, the space planning team. There is a lot of approvals needed. Once this fixture is head office, once the head office of the management team okays this fixture, then itself it goes on the store. Otherwise, store team normally don't do localized fixtures. They, whatever is done, is done at the strategic level, at the top management level. So once they approve, then the fixture goes on floor and the stacking is done. So these are various fixtures used for displays. There are base, there's a 4-way browser, 4 stacks, 5 tire bin, impulse bin, end cap, clip step. So you can see how, as I explained, there are base which are long base for all similar products. All in case, I'll just give you a case of canned juices or tetra packs. So all juices are kept in a bay, in one single bay as per the panorama. 4-way browser, again, it's open from 4 ways, so a customer can access products from anywhere. So in case of multiple customers, they can go to any of direction, they can go, they can pick up the product. Floor stacks, you can see, so there are plastic tumblers also. So they are displayed in a normally a pyramid way, or they can display as per if it's a washing machine, it's a powder, then something, or related to a fruit bazaar products, then it would be. If it's a grocery, then probably you can have greens and everything on that. So these are the examples which you can see, which you can look at the visuals and you can make out how each category is different. Vegetable keepers, fruits in bay, large vegetables in L bay, protein chiller, freezer, hyper bin, slate wall. Now, protein chiller will have mostly soft drinks. A freezer can have frozen products like frozen peas. There could be ice cream, there could be ready to eat parathas, which you can normally heat and eat. Then there will be different ice creams can be kept in freezers. So that are the examples of freezer. There is a difference between freezer and chiller. So chiller would normally have cheese or a butter. Freezer would have ice creams, they would have frozen products. So that's the difference. Loose groceries as displayed, loose dry fruits. Now, big glass jars are used for dry fruits. So probably a customer can see the quality, or they can see how big the almond is, or what's the quality of cashew nut is. So that's a different example of loose dry fruits. Egg rack, so eggs are normally products where you have to ensure that it doesn't damage, or when there are customers have kids, they're running around. So chances of getting broken eggs are much higher. So you need a special egg rack where customer can go, they can pick up the eggs. So that's the different fixture used by them. Bakery. So all bakery products would be kept together. So there would be breadsticks for soup, there would be breads, there would be different, there would be toast, or the best example would be cake, pastries. Other related products would be breadsticks, pizza base, pizza base is being used. There would be different type of bread. So probably a wooden fixture is used in bakery items. Pillows, separate fixture is being used to make pillows. For magazine, for displaying magazines, there is wooden racks. So again, in that there is a category where all Hindi magazines will be kept together, all English magazines will be kept together. Probably fiction, non-fiction would be kept separately. So these are the examples. Again, different materials are used. If you see, there is glass used, there is metal is used, there is plastic being used. So again, lot of different fixtures, lot of different materials are used for making these fixtures, and displays are done, and it normally looks visually appealing to the eyes. Displays can enhance the creativity of team, but below basic guidelines must be adhered to. Start as per planogram and additional display plan given by merchandisers. So as said earlier, there is a fixed planogram, the store needs to adhere to it. Plus, if there is an additional promotion coming, or if there is a special promotion coming from Diwali or for any specific festival, there is guidelines which has been sent by the head office. So the store team needs to adhere to it, and they have to ensure that nothing additional is kept, or the store is not looking tacky, or it's not hindering customer movement. So all this display has to be as per the guidelines. As I said, if there are, if you can, in case of hypermarkets, if the guidelines say you have to keep a stack of gunny, of 10 gunny bags, or you need to make a pyramid with 10 products below, and probably 8, 6, 3, 4. So you need to follow that guidelines. It should not hinder customer movement, it should not create inconvenience, it should not happen that when customer is picking a product, another 10 products are falling. So somebody has to be there to help customer, or probably somebody has to be there to guide the customer, to help the customer, explain the features, advantages and benefit to customer, and sell their product. So this stack has to be as per the planogram. So you cannot keep more than 10 gunny bags, or it has to be as per the guidelines. All SKUs including new product must have a price indicator PI label. So again, all SKUs stand for stock keeping unit. Every product is an SKU, so there is a barcode attached to it. So the section in charge, the salesperson, the team leader, the department manager, the store manager, they need to ensure that all products are correctly barcoded, the price is mentioned. So you know, when a customer comes, if there is no sales stock available, he or she can check the price and they can pick the product as per the price indicator label. So any stack, any display, any display, whether it's on promotion or whether it's not on promotion, has to have a price indicator. The price indicator is called signage. So normally every product has different, every product or every shelf or every gondola should have a signage. Now the signage, there are different sizes. There would be A4, there would be A3, there would be A5. So as per the gondola, the right signage has to be there at any given point of time. PI level should not be shifted unless the planogram is changed. Again, coming back to the SOP, if there is a planogram, whether when there is a bay or when there are gondolas kept for canned juices, PI level should be there. If and it should never be shifted unless a planogram has been changed. For stock out, put temporary out of space taker behind PI label, keep space of one facing empty, and use balance space for isolating products of same category only. Now the base, I'll give you an example of juices. So in case there are juices available from B Natural and there is juices available from Tropicana. Now in case the mango flavor Tropicana is out of stock, you need to keep that space empty and you have to put a sign separate out of stock. Now that product, the name of the product has to be there. So in case Tropicana mango variant is not available, you need to mention Tropicana mango juice variant temporary out of stock. That sticker has to be there on the PI, or you can say a shelf talker. You know, a shelf talker is like when you put it, it talks about the product. So you say that okay, this product is out of stock right now and it will be back soon. You know, so again, once you put a PI or you put a shelf talker, the team leader needs to go back, communicate to the merchandiser or talk to the person who from the buying team and ensure that this product comes as soon as available. It's available for customer. The moment you have that product available, you need to check the price, because certain times there are chances the price would have increased or the bags would have changed. So he needs to check if the price is same, he will remove temporary out of service stock and he put the price or the price shelf cover or the PI sticker, and he will ensure that the right product is with the right signage. So that's on stock out for temporary out of stock option. Update the PI level for any MRP revisions, as I communicated already. In case if there is a price change or if the version has the new batch has an increased price, so the team leader or the section staff will go to the visual merchandising team and they will take a new fresh printout and they will update the PI label or shelf talker, and they will ensure that okay, previous price was 20 rupees, the new price is 22. So they would go, they will change the PI talker, they will display the product before the store opening, they will change the PI label or they will change the shelf talker, and before store opening, these things need to be done but before the customer starts coming to your store. The main side of the stacking must face the customer. So as it's quite simple, I don't have to explain this. The main side of the product must face the customer. Do not allow supplier company distributor to make any changes in display of their stocks. So normally there are visit happens from different vendors and merchant partners. So in case of hypermarket, if that there are different vendors and merchandisers, that is the case of departmental store also, there are different brands. So there will be supplier representative who will come and who will check. And it's the store responsibility to ensure that none of the member of the representative company do any physical changes in the store. So all the display at the store has to be done as per the planogram, as per the layout given by the head office or the head office of the team or the visual merchandising head office. It has to be as per the guidelines. So this SOP needs to be adhered to. Normally what happens in case of there are products which are similar in lines but they are completed products. What happens that I would give an example of just an example, you can't quote me. So there are people from Coca-Cola company and there are people from Pepsi. Now they might come and they might change the display of the competitor company. So this is not allowed. The team leader or the visual merchandiser in the store, they need to be present available and they have to ensure that displays are as per the planogram laid by their organization. So any person cannot come and change the displays. Never give any special additional display, always consult the category merchandiser. Now every product has to be given a specific number of shelves that has been decided by the category merchandisers as per the agreement with the vendor. So in case this normally happens in food business or in hypermarket business where there is an agreement which says that okay, in a particular day a particular product will get only four shelves. They will get two bays with four shelves. So normally eight shelves. And beyond that, they will not get any other display. So, in case the vendor is paying for end cap, that's an additional income for the store. So, probably the vendor will get 8 shelves and a shelf topper would be product free of cost, and there will be an end cap which will result into additional income for the store. So, the store team needs to ensure that for particular brand, they have only 8 shelves and a end shelf topper. Beyond that, they should not give additional display. In case if vendor is asking if there is a promotion, in case the store team is in doubt, they need to go back, they need to consult the category manager. And once, if there is an approval, they can go ahead and they can do it. They can do the display changes. Ensure full-size displays do not block the aisles or hinder trolley movement. So customer experience and customer movement has to be the first thing to be kept in mind. So you cannot put a display where the aisles are very, the aisles become very small and customer is not able to take his or her trolley or he or she is not able to maneuver the trolley properly. So customer experience, customer movement has to be kept, that will be the topmost thing which should be kept in the mind. Restrict the height of floor displays to maximum 4 feet so that floor visibility is not affected. So normally 4 feet is the standard, but that's the benchmark where you can keep the 4 feet is the visibility where then the customer can see beyond what product are available on display. So if you have kept a pile of canned juices, you have made a floor display on a pallet and it's beyond 6 feet and above, the customer will not able to see what products are available beyond that, what kind of products displayed behind that shelf or behind that display. So it will hamper customer buying decision. He or she will not come to know what are products available, and they might pick up that particular product which is displayed. They will go to the cash counter, they will do the checkout, and the store will go sales. Replenish empty shelves continuously during trading hours. So the store team or sales staff need to keep on replenishing empty shelves continuously. So in case if there is, normally what happens in case of milk or in case of vegetables and fruit, people monitor the household. If they come in the morning, they pick up the fresh vegetables, or people come for milk products, they take milk, eggs and they go. So that particular staff needs to check, okay, if the shelves are empty, then he needs to go to the back stock or the warehouse, come with additional stock and replenish it. That this is applicable in cases of apparels as well. Normally shirts, the medium and large size are probably 32 in trousers, 32, 34, 36 are the waist sizes which gets sold out faster. So he or she needs to ensure that those styles or those sizes are replenished continuously during the store trading hours. Normally store trading hours would be between from 10:30 to 9:30 in the night on weekdays. Weekend it can stretch to 10:30, 11. So in case of hypermarket, if it's opening around 10 o'clock, for servicing customers for milk, eggs, etc. Then it needs to be replenished time and again during food eating hours.